the motion for the Clarington Swim Club for $2,500. Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Counselor Neal?
I'll give you I'll give you a motion on the Soper Valley Model Railroad Association for $1,000.
Okay, sorry, how much are you moving, Councilor Neal, for 19-26?
$1,000. Coming down the line.
$1,000. Okay. Seconded by Councilor Jones. Questions or comments to the motion for $1,000 for the Soper Valley Model Railroad Association? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. And Councilor's work?
1916, the Orno Agricultural Society, $2,500.
Okay, do you have a seconder? Councilor Hooper? Questions or comments to the $2,500? Mayor Foster.
Well, thank you. And Councilor Zwart maybe can help us with this. I think the reason a few moments ago that we said no to the Boys and Girls Club is significant surplus. And year by year, I appreciate what these guys do. It's you know, a phenomenal part of our tourism, phenomenal part of our history. But year by year, we're seeing numbers where they're netting, you know, well over $100,000. Do you have any insight into, you know, if that's accurate? I wonder why we're, you know, giving grants that in the grand scheme of things are quite small when they're, if you look at these statements, doing really, really, really well.
I was just glad to see it wasn't in the millions.
No, but I mean, accurately, are they honestly year by year? And I think every year we're seeing. I mean, if the numbers were accurate, they'd be sitting on a couple of million bucks, and I'm pretty sure they're not.
I don't really know, but I do know they have to build up a surplus for if they have a bad weather year.
Okay. Thank you.
Fair enough. Okay. Any other questions on the Orno Agricultural Society? Yeah. Nope. Call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? That is carried. Mayor Foster?
So we've got left here. 19-08, the Newcastle Village and District Historical Society. I'll give you $1,000 as a motion.
Great. Seconder, please. No seconder. Okay. Councilor Neal. Questions or comments to the Newcastle Village and District Historical Society, 1908, for $1,000. Being none, call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And then it's carried. Can we just get a quick update as to what's remaining in the account? Sorry? There's $12,502 remaining, so just keep that in mind when you're moving these. Councilor Anderson, next motion.
1932, they didn't apply last year because they were okay and they have a deficit of almost $2,000, so I move for $2,000.
Okay, do you have a seconder for $2,000? Councilor Hooper, questions or comments? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Councilor Hooper, do you have a motion, please?
$19.27. New Horizons Band, $750.
Great. A seconder, please. Mayor Foster? Yes, so for $750 for 19-27. I'll call any questions or comments? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Councilor Jones?
The Alliance for Empowerment Female Athletes, 19-33. I would move $2,000.
Do you have a seconder? Okay, I will cede the floor to Mayor Foster. Oh, you second? Okay, great. Councilor Neal. Questions or comments to this? Sure, Mayor Foster, and then they have Councilor Neal.
Thank you. Just because we've got a number of blank spots and only $9,752 less, I'd be far more comfortable with $1,000 or $1,500. We've got a bit of spreading to do.
I'd be agreeable to that.
Okay, so Councilor Jones is going to withdraw the motion for $2,000, and you're putting one on the floor for $1,000? And Councilor Neal, seconding? Okay. Other questions or comments to the new motion for $1,000? Councilor Neal?
So if they come back in 2020, do we kind of ask for some information on what they actually did? And some of these applicants that we don't really know a whole lot about. So.
Sure. Through the chair, Councilor Neal, at this point, we follow up through our regular interaction with the groups, but if there was a desire to have some more formal reporting back, we could ensure that we provide that as well.
Just a suggestion, you know, it might be a good idea to say in a future app, you know, please explain your activities in the prior year or something, if they got money from us, that's all. Just briefly.
We could consider that and put that on the application, absolutely.
Any other questions or comments? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. All right, Councilor Neal.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Did you want to tackle, there's one that's ineligible. Do we want to get that off the table, or if not, okay, pass to Councilor Schwartz.
Then I'll do the Autism Home Base Durham for 2000, 1923.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll just note Councilor Neal's declaration. This is 19-23, Autism Home Base Durham. Okay, and so sorry, Councilor Schwartz, you're moving how much?
2000.
2000, do you have a seconder? Mayor Foster, questions or comments to the motion? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? That is carried. Thank you. Okay, Mayor Foster, do you have a motion? We have two on the first page and about, we still have 19, 17, 18, 19, 24, 31, and 34,
and 35. So, at 19-28, the Bowmanville Tennis Club, I'd give you $500.
A seconder for the $500. Seconded by Councillor Anderson. Questions or comments to the $500 for the Bowmanville Tennis Club? I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? Sorry, can I see those in favor again, please? Okay, so that motion is carried. Right. Councillor Anderson, if it is of assistance. You will pass, okay. Councillor Gifford? We still have 17 and 18 left on the first page. 19, 23, 24.
No, 23 is done.
Sorry. 24, 31, and 34.
Did you say 19, 17 was left?
Yeah, 16 and 17, actually, I have. No, sorry, 17 and 18. And we have $6,000 available for allocation.
I'll give you 1917 Orno Crown Lands, $1,000.
Okay, so that is for the Orno Crown Lands Trust, 1917 for $1,000. Do you have a seconder? Councilor Schwartz, questions or comments to the motion? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Okay, all those opposed? And that is carried. Councillor Jones?
I'll pass.
You'll pass. Councillor Neal? Okay.
I'll give you a motion for the Clarington Minor Football Association for $1,000.
Okay, do you have a seconder for that? Councillor Hooper? Sorry, okay, that's 1931 for $1,000. Questions or comments? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Councillor Schwartz, do you have a motion?
1918 for Windreach Farm to deny.
Okay, so we'll just leave that wording. I think the clerk prefers the deny. Okay, seconder? Fair enough. Do we have a seconder to deny for number 1918? Neil? Councilor Neil?
I'll second a motion to receive for information.
Okay. We're going to have an afternoon semantics. So, motion withdrawn to deny, motion forward to receive for information. Councilor's Ward, are you comfortable with that, or do you want to leave it as it stands?
I think I can live with that.
Okay. So, questions or comments, additional questions or comments to the motion to receive for information? Mayor Foster.
So, again, on that, my preference would have been $1,000. That's new, so they're a big organization, but they are talking about, you know, coming into, as I recall from reading that, Clarington, and I think dealing with, was it with Bethesda House, you know, and Bethesda can use all the help that it can get.
Okay, so any other questions or comments? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Of this is the motion to deny the request for, the motion to receive for information the request for the thing. So just to confirm, all those in favor of the motion to receive? Okay, and all those opposed to the motion to receive? Okay, and that motion carries. Okay, we are left with 1919, 1924, 34, and 35. Okay, and I believe how much do we have?
36. It's 1936.
Oh, okay. 36, the figure skating club. Okay, Mayor Foster?
I missed 36 because it's on it's all by itself.
No.
So,
it's 36
is
on
the third
page.
All it's the Bowmanville Figure Skating Club.
As a former figure skater, as usual.
So I'll give you a motion for $1,000.
Okay, seconder. Okay, and I can't see the floor because somebody else will have to take it then. Then Mayor Foster, because I'll second. Okay, thank you. Seconded by Councillor Ward. Questions or comments? This is for $1,000 for the Bowmanville Figure Skating Club. Okay, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Okay, Councillor Anderson, we're down to the last three. 1919, 1924, and 34. $1,000 for 1934, correct? Okay, seconded by Councillor Hooper. Any questions or comments? Councillor Neal.
Well, they had a surplus of $200,000. I mean, we do get other applicants late coming, so it's not like we got to spend it all today. So, anyway, I'm not going to.
Hold on, the director would like to comment, Councillor Neal.
We do not take late applicants, and we haven't for a couple of years. It was our practice in the past, and it was denoting a number of reports were coming. We do have a cutoff date now, similar to our sponsorship, so this is it, so to speak, unless Council gives us different direction, obviously.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments to the motion for Clarington Minor Lacrosse? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Down to two. I forgot where we are.
1919 and 1924.
Okay, no.
Councillor Anderson finished.
Thank you, Councillor Hooper. Dash 19 and dash 24.
Was 19 still on there? I thought that
19 was. 19 is deemed ineligible, but I believe we still need a motion to receive it for information.
I'll give you a motion that we, 19 and number, what's the other one?
24.
24, $1,000 each.
But, sorry, just to confirm, 19 is deemed ineligible.
Oh, okay, so then.
Okay. So just $1,000
for. I'll just do the one for
okay,
$1,000.
So that's $1,000 for PFLAG. This is, do you have a seconder? Mayor Foster, questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? That is carried, and we need a motion on 19.
Receive it.
Councilor Neal?
Motion
received. Thank you. Seconded by Councilor Hooper. Questions or comments? Mayor Foster.
Just really, really quickly. So the Gathering Place, and that's a, it's a phenomenal program, but that is done by a church. Is it?
That's right.
Is it simply a matter of how Rehoboth titled this?
So through the chair, it's my understanding, and through the application process, that the Gathering Place is a separate group of individuals who puts on. It's hosted at a church, and they might be church or community members who put the meals on, but it's not run through the church.
Okay, so if Rehoboth set up a separate committee and ran it separately, they would in fact
correct
qualify. Okay, and I'll share that information with them. That
would be great.
You know, there might be a nuance there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So this concludes all of the. Yes, we have some amendments though.
So I was going to move an amendment that the community grants have to be in increments of $500.
Sorry, 1 minute, one piece of housekeeping. Can I call the question on the that one? So the motion to receive, all those in favor? All those opposed? And that was carried. Okay, so Councilor Neal, you have a motion.
Yeah, so I'm going to move to amend such that the community grants will be done in increments of $500.
Do you have a seconder? Councilor Jones, and did the director want to comment on the motion? Would that cause any problems going forward? Or
actually, thank you. I appreciate the suggestion. We've been, you know, if you move that number from 3,000, they're just going to go to 299. I didn't know of a better way, but actually your suggestion is quite good. So I would suggest that it's something that we would certainly support. Moving it down a dollar is just kind of making fun of the system and the process. We respect and understand that. But this would certainly deter that from happening if it was done in increments of $500. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Great. Councilor Neal, do you have any other comments? Any other questions or comments? Mayor Foster?
Well, thank you. And Mr. Caruana, I think we've tried every variation. You and I have talked about this every year. It's difficult. Is there a way that we can talk to some of these organizations? So, you know, the Clarington Minor Lacrosse, again, showing a surplus, it's right here. I'm just not seeing it. Huge surplus. The same with, you know, the Orono Ag Society, that we can reach out to these guys. And if in fact, I know you've got to put money aside from a rainy day, but if your surplus is over $100,000, us giving a couple thousand, it doesn't make that much of a difference. And you know, maybe something like, you know, Invictus, if they're just trying to start. I go back to home base Durham, where it was, a couple $1,000 led to something great. And it concerns me a little bit that organizations that are on sound financial footing, you know, are getting a couple $1,000 from us, where we might be able to give greater support. So is there a way of talking at some of these folks and confirming that, you know, yeah, in the last X number of years, we have in fact made whatever the dollar amount is. I mean, they could fib to you. I don't know that they would, but.
Well, you're correct. We have discussed this, and it is a bit of an issue and a problem for us. But at the end of the day, we're bound by the information that they provide to us. We're not an auditing firm. And the more detailed that you get and the more restrictions you put on it, then puts more of an impetus on staff to get into their books. And I'm not so sure that we need to go in that direction. This is a grant process. It's $60,000. It's a significant amount of dollars. But I'm not so sure that we have the resources to be able to kind of getting into a review of what their financial status is. And in some cases, they'll supply us information. And we try to, you know, source that out when they don't give it in their application. And the second, third time that we kind of just report what we get here. you know, you could put a rule in place or ask us to put a rule in place to suggest that if you're running out of surplus, it makes you ineligible. But then are you promoting someone to misrepresent their numbers? I don't know. I would like to think our community groups are, you know, above board with regards to that. But it's a never-ending road that we travel here.
Well, so, and I'm not suggesting we start auditing and looking into books because that, you know, huge amount of staff time, but, you know, I'm wondering, you know, even in counselors could do this, you know, if there was information where we could have a conversation. So I think there are four or five groups that have their nets for 19 or greater than 50,000. And I'm wondering if, you know, staff would reach out on a net greater than 50. I'm just pulling the number out of the air.
We'll
talk a little bit more, maybe.
I apologize. That was part of your first question. And staff do liaise with these groups. It's not just a matter of we get the information, we throw it in a report for you. There's somewhat back and forth between staff, to what degree, obviously, depending on the application. We certainly can step up what you're saying and suggest to them. And if they're running at a deficit, you know, we need those dollars for needy groups and so on and so forth. But outside of, you know, changing the criteria, it still gives them the impetus to apply. And then council can make that decision. But we certainly will step that up. Staff are hearing you. And that will be something that we'll undertake moving forward.
Thank you. And I know it's tough. There just doesn't seem to be a good answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hooper?
My question was basically the same thing. I just wondered, on the application, is there room for a title saying in-kind services? Do you receive in-kind services from the municipality of Clarington in regards to XYZ or whatever? So that should be included as far as, you know what I mean?
So you're suggesting that?
No, I'm just asking.
No, I want to be clear. You're saying on the application form, if they receive in-kind services from the municipality, you want us to make note of that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just, because not only are we giving them money, they're also getting...
receiving in-kind services,
right.
Absolutely.
Okay. So,
duly noted.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Zwart?
So what happens with the surplus?
You're talking about the money's not expended?
Yeah, the $1,200.
It goes towards your surplus towards the year. It doesn't get spent, it stays there.
So maybe at council I'll move that Windreach Farm get the rest.
You could, yeah. Okay.
Councillor Neal? This is the second time
around. Motion for second time around.
Okay, seconder? Councillor Jones, questions or comments to the motion for a second time around? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? It is carried. Councillor Neal?
So I'm going to give you another amendment to say that once you've received an aggregate of $10,000, regardless of the amount you're asking for, you have to provide a balance sheet. So if I can get a second.
Sorry, so one sec. You're amending the motion for the $500 increments?
Well, another amendment. This is to deal with the issue of...
Okay. We have one motion on the floor for $500 increments. Can we vote on that?
I thought we voted on that already.
No, we have not.
Oh, we didn't vote on that.
No.
Okay, so this would be an additional...
Do you want to amend that motion?
To further amend it, to say the following, and that... once you've received, an applicant has received $10,000 in the aggregate, say 4 years at $2,500, any future applications will require a balance sheet, regardless of the amount applied for.
Sorry, just to confirm, this is once any applicant has received $10,000 in aggregate?
Yeah, like over
Doesn't
a number
matter.
Of years, like over, say, 4 or 5 years.
Are you setting it as over 4 years, or?
No, I'm just giving that as an example. Okay.
So any time they've received $10,000 in aggregate, they have to?
Yeah, for any future applications, they have to provide a balance sheet. So.
Okay, so let's vote on the amendment. Any questions or comments first to the amendment? And who's your seconder? Councillor Jones, right? Okay,
so questions or comments? I mean, that'll deal with the issues like we just talked about, and... you know, like if you're applying year after year after year, $2,500, you don't have to provide a balance sheet because it's under three, but, you know, you're seeing every year surplus, then that'll solve that one. And very simple, right? It won't require phone calls. There's the rules, and staff should know how much these various entities have received running. So, all right.
Questions?
I see that as quite workable. And then you make the call from there.
Okay. Counselor Swart?
So at a certain time, these grants were kind of payback to the volunteer community because they're offering their time and services for the municipality. And then I'm thinking of like the horticulture clubs, they've got money like forever and a day, not much, but you know, at a certain point they're gonna get to that total where they'd have to provide financial statements, and I think that's an undue responsibility.
Okay, Mayor Foster.
Thank you. So I think it's an idea worthy of consideration, as is the $500, but I think what we're doing at this point in time, rather than considering grants, we're making policy on the fly, which I don't think is optimal. I share the concern. I know Councillor Neal where that came from. I mean, I've got if we're talking about overall policy, the community halls, and Councillor Short, you're right, the horticultural groups, they always get the money. It's been 2,500 or 3,000 forever and 500 forever. If we're doing that, maybe we should take them out of the grant process and just, put them into a budget. Let's be honest about what we're doing. But I really do think we're doing policy on the fly, and we struggle with this at least once a term of council. I wonder if it's not better to have that discussion and come up with ideas. So I think they're great ideas, but just off the floor when we need to look at a bigger ball of wax, I'd rather see us do the policy independent of what we have done here today.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments to the amendment regarding the $10,000 in aggregate? Being none, I'll call the question on the amendment. All those in favor? All those opposed? Opposed? Okay, that motion fails. Okay, so back to the main motion, which was to have increments of $500. Any other questions or comments? Councillor Anderson.
Yeah, could we table a motion I would like to put a motion that we table this for further discussion down the road.
So do you want to refer it back to staff?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
The under 10,000.
Okay, so right now we're talking about the motion for the increments of $500.
Yeah, if refer that back then, yeah.
Okay, so at this moment, you can only table the motion, you actually can't refer it back to staff, right?
Well, you could, but what are they gonna do with it?
Well, you need to give staff instructions too as to what you want them to do.
Right,
do
now it's like a policy statement, so.
I understand. Okay, so, the motion on the floor is to implement a policy of $500 increments for grant requests. That is the current motion on the floor. So if you wish to defeat that and submit another motion, you can. Or we can simply call the question on this, and if it passes, that's the new policy.
It's Councillor Neal's motion, so maybe he would like to speak to it.
Councillor Neal, would you care to weigh in?
As far as policy on the fly, this is committee. This is where we're supposed to formulate these things, but I thought staff had said they'd actually support that. That's what I heard from Mr. Caruana. So it's dealing with an obvious issue where people are applying for $2,999, that's all, and avoiding providing a balance sheet. So what's wrong with asking for, balance sheets? And if you don't want to do that, then you can't apply for the same. It's going to be $500 less at a minimum. So
just on the floor right now is only the motion to have increments of $500. So we're just, Councillor Anderson, if you want to come back and have staff come back on the issue of the $10,000 in aggregate, you can move that after. So at this point, we're simply, the motion on the floor is the increments of $500. Defeated. Yes, unless he wants to bring it forward as a standalone motion. Let's just deal with this one now. Okay, so questions or comments on the motion for the $500 increments? Mayor Foster.
Thank you. So, yeah, Councillor Neal, when I say policy on the fly, we are doing on the fly as opposed to having some more. This isn't what we were talking about. We were allocating funds. I don't think that the idea is a bad idea. I'm not sure that the, the 10,000 aggregate is a bad idea. I tend to agree with Councillor Schwartz. you know, that there might be an unfair onus, but, you know, I think rather than one or two discrete things that, you know, we may want to have discussion with staff, you know, on the policy. We fight with this every year. So I wasn't taking a shot at you when I said policy on the fly, but that's sort of kind of where we find ourselves. So again, my preference would be consider it, and I am quite likely to support the $500, but as I said earlier, I would rather do that with a greater view to a, you know, a couple of different things that might improve this process.
Okay, any other questions or comments to the motion on the floor? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Okay, all those opposed, and that motion is carried.
As long as it's related to community grants, yes. We're really on the report, and we really dealt with the report.
Understood.
So it's really next meeting.
Okay. Okay, so at this moment, since we're still dealing with the community grants, Councillor Anderson, if you did want to ask for staff to report back on potential policy for the 10,000 in aggregate, this would be the time to move that motion.
Yes, so I would like to move such a motion, and we could look at whether we want to omit hall, boards, et cetera, at that time.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Neal. So again, this is for staff to report back. Did you get the wording?
Maybe the next GG.
At the next GG?
Yeah. No?
We'll bring it back certainly in time for the next grant round of, yeah, before next year.
Oh, so we have time.
There's lots of time.
All right.
Nothing but time.
Okay, so we're going to leave that then without a definite return date. Yeah, so... Councillor Anderson, do you have the wording that originally was brought forward by Councillor Neal?
Wording that Councillor Neal, it's good, and but we would also look at policy review to take into consideration, like hall boards, horticultural societies, etc., to see if they should be exempt. But that's too worthy, I guess. Just leave it open, policy review.
Okay, so that an applicant that has received 10,000 in aggregate in future include balance sheets. Is that not?
Yeah, that's.
That's one of them. So to include but not be limited to the foregoing. And I believe our director wanted to comment as well.
What we will do with our process, we'll take this obviously the direction that we have. I would suggest that I'd ask staff to get in touch with council when we're reviewing it. We'll do a fulsome review of all of the criteria for the grants. I think it's time that we've taken another look and you know, step back from it and taken another look. We have tried, you know, it's not an easy thing. We're at the state we're in, with all due respect to the mayor, we're at the state we're in because we are making changes when this report comes and is current for you. We'll gather all of that up. We'll send it back out to you. If you have other suggestions that you'd like us to consider, and then you can take a look at a new set of criteria, and hopefully that will capture what it is that you want, and then we can move forward prior to the next grant process. If that's permissible, we'll do that.
Yes, Councillor Anderson?
That makes sense, because we don't want to be giving grants to folks that don't really need it, and there are folks out there that could use that money, and they're deprived of it, so
thank you.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments to the motion? Okay. Are we comfortable with the wording?
I'd like to just repeat it back.
Yes, thank you.
So I just want to confirm that I've captured what you wanted. A move by Councillor Anderson, second by Councillor Neal, that staff report on a review of the community grant process to include but not limited to, and I'll expand on it, but the 10,000 aggregate requiring a balance sheet, hall boards possibly in a different manner, and those with large surpluses.
That's, yeah, I think that captures it.
Okay, and that's a non-exhaustive list, so, okay. All right, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Any other questions or comments for the Director of Community Services? Being none, that concludes this portion of the agenda. Thank you.
All right, we are in the corporate services portion of the agenda. The first report we have in front of us is COD-005-19's 2019 surface asphalt various locations. If I could have a mover, please. Councillor Hooper, seconded by Councillor Anderson. Questions or comments on that? Councillor Neal.
Yeah, through the chair, are there any outstanding quality issues with the contractor at the moment? I'm thinking like Glen Abbey Drive and Curtis, and I think.
Mr. Cannella.
Through staff. Through you, Mr. Chair.
To my knowledge, there aren't any outstanding claims that would affect the awarding of this particular contract.
All right, thank you.
All right, anything further? Call the question, all in support? Opposed? That is carried, thank you. The next is COD-006-19, benefit increase charges. Councillor Neal's moving
that. Well, I'm gonna give you a different motion what's
all
written.
Right.
So I'm gonna give you a motion that staff be directed to not negotiate any new benefits or increases to benefit or increases to benefits without prior council approval.
Okay, do we have a seconder? Councillor Trail.
So
hang on for just half a second, Councillor. So, Councillor Neal, we should probably go in camera if we're going to do this. The challenge is, during any labor negotiations, benefits are generally, part of those negotiations. So, if the motion as presented, if you do that, will have a direct impact on labor negotiations.
Well, I'm not addressing any specific negotiation that's ongoing. I'm just
no, but you understand the challenge. So the if as part of a labor negotiation, someone was looking for a yellow piece of paper, and a yellow piece of paper was a new benefit, and council has said no new benefits, it gets awkward for our staff. So I know you're not speaking to any, but we are engaged right now, right?
Right, but I mean, this obviously would apply going forward, but I don't see how this.
Well, if it's ratified.
Is engaging any, like, in other words, what I'm asking, and this is part of this, is don't go to the table and present something new without coming to us first, that's all. And it might be a departure, but I'm looking at the costs have basically doubled in about, benefits have doubled in 9 years.
Ms. Moreno?
So they've gone up average of 10% a year. I don't see how that can continue with into the future. Like, are we gonna?
So here, Council, but we have it with us, and I know where you're going, and I don't disagree, but we are inserting ourselves now into labor negotiations. Ms. Moreno, you wanted to share?
Thank you, Your Worship, and through you. The concern that I would have at this point in time is as the mayor was stating, we are currently in the midst of negotiations, so it would appear that the direction would be to not allow further discussions to continue. In the future, if it is for future negotiations, the municipality doesn't put benefits on the table, but we respond to requests from the negotiating parties for benefit changes.
Well, right. I'm not saying it affects, if something's been tabled already, then this doesn't address that. It's in any future negotiation, it's just pretty straightforward. Come to the council first and get direction on increasing or introducing new classes of benefits. That's all. So it's not addressing any. So I guess it's trying to set a policy, and the municipality, the taxpayers specifically, can't afford 10% increases year over year, which is what it's amounting to. Like I said, they've doubled in less than 10 years, doubled. So, where's the end to that? I know we're talking about different things to try to deal with that, but again, that's just my view of it, that if I was negotiating for a board of directors and I had those kinds of things going on, I think I'd owe it to the board to come to the board first and say, do you agree with us even introducing this? Or, this request has been made, how should we respond in any way, shape, or form with an indication of yes? And it's always been, it's presented to us at the end of the process, but the horse is out of the barn. It's done. We're just rubber stamping it at that point. So I'm throwing my hands up as a councillor saying, I think this is unsustainable as far as the taxpayers go to keep this up. So, I've got a number here in 2009. The number was 5.8 million for benefits in 2017. So less than 10 years later, it was 9.3 million. So, and it's only going up exponentially, not sort of, it's going up.
Okay, so if the clerk can read back, because I think what you're describing is not the motion that was presented in Ms. Morano.
Moved by Councillor Neal, seconded by Councillor Traill, that staff be directed to negotiate any new benefits or increases to benefits without...
Or not negotiate.
Without prior account. I think there might be some double negatives in there. That staff be directed to not negotiate any new benefits or increases to new benefits without prior council approval.
So you would be... not including current negotiations, so you're talking about future.
Mr. Chair, I know things have been tabled that, but that's done. I can't undo that. But
well, it's important because we haven't come to an understanding, and if there was something new, technically, if we ratify this at council, staff would be offside. So the understanding is for future, but Ms. Morano, I think you're quite clear, we'll make sure it's reflected in the motion. Ms. Morano.
Thank you, Your Worship. Through you, I understand where the concern obviously is with the cost of benefits, and that's something that is felt in the market across the board. Part of the difficulty would be it may actually encourage some groups that are able to have interest arbitration decide what the benefits are. It may encourage going to arbitration if there's no ability to negotiate any increases in benefits, which would essentially treat the groups differently. So just a little bit of a caution on that.
Councillor Hill?
Well, again, it doesn't say you can't negotiate. It just says before you put something on the table, come and get our buy-off or a majority of councils buy off, that's all. Like it's always been a one-stop approval here. What I'm suggesting is maybe we need to take another approach, because I know there's a problem with the mandatory arbitration. I'm well aware of that, but I'm just saying you know, there's different categories of benefits that if we open up the door to more of them, where's the end point? You know, we're always talking about an infrastructure deficit. Well, a lot of our money is getting chewed up on what you have in front of you here, you know, like, let's face it, like, and it's going up, like I said, that's going up 10 points, an average of 10%, probably more than that a year, so. Again, it's not saying there's not going to be negotiations, it just may look a little different, that's all, like, you know, what's wrong with coming to us as the board of directors of Clarington to say, you know, here's what we think we should do. Do you agree? And then if four hands go up, then that's the direction you go in. But anyway, all in closed session, of course. I realize that. But you're not negotiating in public. But so maybe it's a different approach that I'm suggesting, which is, and I've had to do it myself, where you got to go to a board and get the board to give you direction on major important issues such as this. Not every. You know, dotting every I and crossing every T. I'm talking about things that affect our taxpayers in a big way here, so. Thank you.
All right. Motion is on the floor. Councillor Hooper.
I just have a question, and through you to Ms. Morano. You probably sit with a bunch of other corporate directors and from time to time and discuss. I mean, it sounds like this is throughout the area that these increases are happening. So is there any sort of, and I don't want to get into the weeds sort of thing, but I mean, you know, what are other municipalities doing? Because as Councillor Neal says, I mean, there's only one person that pays for this, and that's a taxpayer. So what can be done sort of, without getting in, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just trying to phrase it so that there has to be some sort of steady, fast rule that says, you know, we only have so much money to go around, and once you're there, that's it. We sort of cap our benefits or whatever.
Through the chair, it is a difficult question. You're quite right, and all of the municipalities are aware of the difficulty and the cost, for the most part, being the drugs that are coming to the market at such a high price anymore. If you look at the overall cost of the benefits, 50% of it is attributable to the extended health care, which is predominantly the drugs. And with the bio drugs that are coming out now, they are costly, and over time they would decline once they've been on the market for a certain amount of time. The difficulty is taking the benefits out as a separate item would leave it more difficult to negotiate an entire package, like a comprehensive package, which would deal with tying some benefits, let's say, to operational efficiencies that we would put on the table. If you're going to get any kind of an increase in that regard, then we would have to see some operational efficiencies. So oftentimes that's a discussion at the table. We will be as well looking at, as Councillor Neal actually brought forward in the past, the request to look at the ASO, which should look at some potential efficiencies. We have, with our QP group in particular, gone through a period just prior to the last negotiations of, I believe it was 8 years, where they were agreeable to no increases in benefits, so we have been very diligent in trying to contain them. As I said, there are other groups that are not quite as controllable in that they can look for interest arbitration. And not to belabor the point, but one of the award categories was unlimited physiotherapy. And so those types of things tend to provide one group with more of an opportunity to increase benefits, if you will, through a process that's entirely out of our control.
And to the chair, that was one thing that bothered me when reading the report, was one of the increases was a shoulder shrug, sort of, it is what it is. You know, I just don't agree with that. There's only so much that you can do as far as increase your benefits and stuff like that, so.
All right, do you have anything further on that?
Question, not on, if I, So do I need to do a motion for, I guess I get to wrap up?
It'll be as, you know, received for information and the motion that you proposed.
Okay, so I think I get to wrap up, Mr. Chair?
You do.
Okay, thank you. So I just had some clarification on, for example, there's these various bar graphs that show massage physiotherapist. Are those numbers totals for that employee group, or are they individual amounts, like averaged out?
Through the chair, they would be totals.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right. So, Councillor Neal, I know where you're trying to go, but the reality is with a motion, and so we're abundantly clear this would apply to future negotiations. Council has in fact inserted themselves into labor negotiation. You may recall, you know, at Durham Region, the pressure put on the politicians by the one group that we were having a dispute with, and it will leave it open. If we are the ones that are making a decision on whether somebody gets A, B, or C, I can guarantee you are going to get phone calls, because the associations are now negotiating with council. Maybe that's not a bad thing. Our longstanding policy to this point, maybe the policy needs review, but our longstanding policy has been to keep council out of labor negotiations for exactly that reason. So, you know, if we're in and somebody wants something, political pressure is going to be put on us. No ifs, ands, or buts. Maybe that's not a bad thing. I have no idea how other municipalities work. You know, if that's the case or not, I would I'd appreciate that information before we go down this road. But I'll say it again. Our longstanding policy has been that council stays out of negotiations to avoid the political pressure. And Councillor Neal, my fear would be that we're not going to contain costs, that depending on the nature of the political pressure put on us, that costs are going to escalate. I can tell you it's not unusual for politicians, particularly as elections come forward, to be put under some rather intense pressure and campaign promises made to bow to those pressures. Madam Clerk, I'd like a recorded vote on that, please.
On the motion moved by Councillor Neal and seconded by Councillor Traill, and I'm making the assumption that we're going to, that report COD 006-19 be received for information, and that staff be directed to negotiate any new benefits or increases to benefits without prior council approval.
No, sorry, it wasn't read out correctly.
Sorry, it wasn't?
It wasn't read out correctly.
So okay.
So the motion actually said that staff be directed to not negotiate any new benefits or increases to benefits without prior council approval.
The good news is that's what I've written. If I said it differently, I apologize.
Okay, yeah, you missed a not.
A not, okay. Councillor Anderson?
No.
Councillor Hooper?
No.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Traill?
Yes.
Councillor Ward?
No.
Mayor Foster?
No.
So that's lost 4-3. So we need a new
motion. And that motion is lost. Councillor Neal, I think if you ask staff to report on how other municipalities do this, it's possible that there are rules put in place that limit engagement, that might be of interest to find out, which may lead to a change in policy. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I have talked to other municipalities, and they were quite surprised that we were never given updates even.
So like, why?
So my point, I guess, is to my fellow councillors, you voted no on that. The majority did.
So we don't have anything on the floor
okay,
right now.
Okay, so I think if they want to, staff want to look at other municipalities, that's fine. I just you know, the rubber has to hit the road eventually, which is back with us. So, that's great. I don't think they need a real motion for that. So I'm not going to move a motion, Mr. Chair. I think I still have the floor. But all I'm saying is, you know, staff has said, well, this is the way we've always done it. But my point is not working. So we are going to have to get involved as counselors, or else we're going to have another doubling of the benefits within probably 5 to 7 years. So the taxpayers can't afford it. That's all I'm saying. So,
Councilor Neal, I don't know what motion is on the floor right
well,
now.
Well, I'm just speaking to.
Well, I'll leave it at that.
But I'm not putting a motion forth because at this point, but I'm just trying to point out what, you know, what we're doing is letting it just
Councilor
stay with staff. Okay,
I really, really need. We're debating now, and there's nothing on the floor. Councilor Schwartz, you're making eye contact. You have a motion.
Probably shouldn't do that. Can I ask staff to come back with a report on or a memo or something on how we can rein in these costs without council getting involved in negotiations?
So receive for information and best practices for negotiating employee benefits. Is that what you're thinking, Councillor?
Well, best practices, but to limit the increases.
I think that's implicit. It's our best practices, maybe not.
If everyone else's are going up 10% a year, then I don't want to follow that.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. So do we have a seconder for that? Well, that's why I'm trying to get. So the proposed motion would be, we've got firstly to receive the report and to have staff report back on help me out, Madam Clerk.
That staff be directed to report back on best practices for negotiating employee benefits to limit increases.
Does that capture it, Councillor Schwartz?
Sort of. Yeah, and I don't know how to make it better. 10% year over year is unsustainable, so if we can lower that.
Can I ask through
you? I need a seconder. Are you seconding that,
sure.
Councillor Hooper? All right, good. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor. Questions and comments on the motion, Councillor Hooper?
Does the corporate director think we're not giving direction in regards to, that's where I'm sort of a little bit.
No, we're receiving the report for information and staff is gonna come back. They're gonna report back to us with, you could do A, B, or C, and here's how most of the rest of the world that does it really well does it, which may be the way we do it, I don't know.
I wonder if Ms. Moreno feels comfortable with that.
Thank you, and through you, Your Worship, pardon me. If I may, part of the report on page 4 does go through some of the cost containment measures that we have been looking at, and notwithstanding that everyone's concerns are, pardon me, duly noted, and it is a concern of the overall increased cost of benefits. Excuse me. As I said, a big part of the increase is related to the drugs. Excuse me. Pardon me. Plan modifications are what's listed in the cost containment measures, and that is an approach that staff uses in entering into negotiations. As I said, there were 8 years where we were able to contain the cost with no changes to benefits. Thank you, Your Worship. Part of the difficulty is, again, depending on what's on the table, it's a comprehensive package. So, again, if they're looking for an increase in one benefit, let's say for dental, let's say, they may be willing to trade off certain other operational efficiencies. So it's not just one item on its own. It's dealt with in a comprehensive package. So again, it would be And each municipality would be trading or looking at different things on the table each time they're at the table for negotiations. So for instance, in one municipality, I know they were having difficulty where they were paying out for their days in lieu. Well, we've never had that as a payment for days in lieu, but they were willing to trade off some increases in benefits in order to get